What are you doing?
Hey, morning, friends. Welcome to Worldwide Broadcast, the Ted and Austin Bro Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I had some technical difficulties this morning. That's why he's laughing at me over here.
Well, no, I was about to do the intro here.
Yeah, no, I can multitask on here. I was just trying to make sure everything's dialed in.
You forget we just invited a bunch of people to the house.
Hey, guys. Good morning. You guys are having a terrific day today. Be sure to check out thebrowershow.com. Got a lot of different. This is a cool graphic Mike put together on here. Look at this. Protein synergy.
Oh, I like that.
Zip it cancer recovery meets regret. He's talking about the thyroid cancers dialed into
I don't know how in the world he gets all these different graphics all these different days. Everything's
this guy's
different.
He's got good delts right here.
Yeah, good striations.
Yeah. Hope you guys are staying strong and healthy as always.
Must be doing a lot of dumbbell work.
Yeah, be sure to check out the product of the week, the vitamin C with antioxidants going on sale right now for product of the week. Y'all voted on it one, and I'm starving. So what's your first article on here? I'm about to make
a
shake.
I had my GHI with my protein, you know,
collagen.
My collagen.
Give me that collagen, please.
And I also had the purple stick.
Yeah.
And I was dragging a little bit, so about 30 minutes ago I took it.
I didn't have a purple stick this morning.
Well,
I'm running just.
Have any tension factor?
No, I haven't had a tension factor.
Well, that's not fair.
I haven't had any purple stick.
Okay. I was at church last night, last Lent Wednesday. And I got to read again last night, which was great. Then we had a song last night, and I haven't sung this song in a long time, and it really kind of touched my heart. Let me read you part of it. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. You know, often I was reading that last night when we were singing it, and I thought to myself, that is so true. How many times do we try to take everything on ourselves and we don't allow God to take it from us and allow him to solve it for us? The Bible says it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. And people need to realize that, you know, when we have a prayer life with God and we have a prayer life that really is a sustainable prayer life, that we're talking to God on a regular basis, we have a relationship with him, it makes all things a lot easier to deal with in our life. Have you ever felt that, Austin, where you have certain things? You know, I'm trying to have a serious discussion here with the audience.
I didn't shake it up all the way.
You got
collagen and everything else in there. And I have a ball. I just kind of shook it.
They did that to me the other day.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We do try to carry almost everything all the time, especially
you're
us
actually
individuals.
Listening.
Especially us individuals that are constantly going all the time and have things happening. A lot of times we try to take the world on our shoulders to make sure we get everything done. Because if it is to be, it's up to me, I guess I feel like.
Well, it's not, though. Zwei Lebensstützen brechen nie Gebet und Arbeit heißen sie. Two principles in life that can never be broken, prayer and work. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find the friends of faithful who will who can share our sorrows? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And it finally says, are we weak and heavy laden, you know, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? What happens a lot, doesn't it, with friends? It's supposed to be friends.
Yeah.
Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find solace there. And I sang that last night, and I thought to myself, you know what? The Lutheran Church has got some really good teaching. And when we sing songs like this in church, it makes a big difference as far as realizing how important prayer is and how God's always here for us every single day. So always remember, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus and take it to the Lord in prayer every time you need help. And by the way, I really appreciate you guys. A lot of you send me the emails, askdrtedb@yahoo.com, and you ask me to pray for certain things, and I do. And so many of you say, well, we know when you pray, things get done. Well, thank you for that. I try my best to have a good prayer life. And, you know, I want you to know when you do that with me and you appreciate, you know, the fact that I'm going to pray for you, it means the world to me because that's what friends are supposed to do. I love you guys. Austin, what's your first story?
That's exactly right. Friends are supposed to be there for each other. And that's why as you get older, you realize you only got usually a core group set of good friends, you know, a couple handful, maybe if that, that are actually there for you when you need them and actually will be there at any point in time.
What did Ron say? Who are you going to call if you get locked up in a Mexican jail?
Yeah. That list starts getting real short with everybody.
Let me repeat that because a lot of you are saying, what did he just say? If you go to Mexico and you get arrested for any reason whatsoever, some trumped up charge, they're trying to basically keep you in jail.
Extort you.
It doesn't matter. I mean, who in the United States, are you going to call that they're going to drop everything and fly to Mexico to get you out of jail?
Yeah.
That's the question. Who are you going to call? And usually that list is pretty short.
Yeah, that does get real short. Also, too, this is an article that I want to address because you were actually spot on, by the way, on this. You called this out even before I did.
Thank you.
I thought a lot of the stuff going on with the bird flu was theater to get these vaccines pushed, which I think a lot of it was. But now we're finding out that essentially the market on here was massively being manipulated with the egg prices now.
I can guarantee you who the people are underneath the bottom of this pile of
so Cal bird Maine Foods, manure. One of nation's largest egg producers and distributors. They're not the only one, but they're pretty much one of the biggest ones. On Tuesday, acknowledged that they are being fully investigated by the Department of Justice Antitrust Division on the nation's increase in egg prices. They said the company received a civil investigation demand in connection with the widely publicized investigation by the Antitrust Division, the Department of Justice, and the causes behind nationwide increases in egg prices. Listen to these numbers for a second, guys. They got busted because their doggone earning reports came through. Now, what's happened is, you guys know, half the last 4 years, the Department of Justice pretty much didn't do much of anything except investigate, you know, 7-year-old women in Nebraska that showed up at the steps of January.
By the way, who owns Cal Maine Foods? I just looked it up on Stocksville. I'm going to post it. Number one owner, BlackRock. Number two, Vanguard.
Number one.
Number four, number five, State Street. BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. You know, it's always the people that like to breathe free air that do involved in this stuff. And this is unbelievable. I mean, think about it for a second. I mean, do these guys ever not get involved in this stuff?
Well, here's the part that I have about this. Okay, you want to manipulate stocks. Whatever. That's your market on there. You want to manipulate all these certain, industrial companies. Okay, that's bad enough. You gotta manipulate eggs.
No,
leave the food alone.
They made billions on this.
Oh, I know. You're gonna find these numbers. Look at these.
Watch this. And we told you this was happening.
This is they got busted on their first quarter this year. So Cal Maine released its financial results for its third quarter, which ended March 1st, showing it had a robust earning of over $508 million in net profit, a 245% jump from earnings for the previous quarter of $146 million net profit. Listen to this. It reported sales of $1.4 billion this quarter, which is up 99% from last year.
And that's with less eggs being sold. That's price gouging.
That's with eggs being through the floor, product to the market being low, not enough inventory to meet supply and demand, and yet their literal sales doubled. And their net profits almost tripled.
And watch this.
That's the crazy part you got to look at is the net profit.
And it also announced that it signed an agreement. That means BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard before the end of the third quarter to acquire Echo Lake Foods for about $258 million. In other words, let's go ahead and take all the egg producers over with.
Yep. We got a glut of cash now for their net. Let's go ahead and start buying up other suppliers that are getting these eggs out there. The numbers right here that really show you is crazy. Is their sales doubled in one quarter. But their net profits almost tripled in that quarter.
That's because of price
gouging. That's the price gouging. That's why the Department of Justice is investigating them on this. But I wanted to bring that up because you called this out when they were doing it.
BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard.
Yep. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up. You can't make it up, even if I wanted to make it up.
And then number three is basically, number four is Renaissance Technologies. Let's see that. Let's see who owns Renaissance Technologies.
While you're looking up that, I'm going to go to this other article here. That I was looking at is this is crazy now. It's a good thing on food. RFK Jr. says food companies have 2 years to remove all artificial colors now. They've had enough. He disclosed details about a closed door meeting with the food company executives. He said essentially they're giving 2 years to remove Red 40 and other artificial dyes from their product. He said this is going to take a while. For example, the CEO of Pepsi, which owns Doritos, said the consumers like them, listen to this crap that they produce. The CEO of Pepsi, which owns Doritos, the consumers like the chips to be very, very red. And we have not found a vegetable dye that can match that, but we're going to have to figure it out. We're going to do it. The only reason why the consumers like the product to be very, very red is because of the direct marketing that they've done over decades showing the product being very, very red. It doesn't have to be bright, fluorescent red on a potato chip. Nothing is natural about that. They do it because that's what they push on the market. And then they use excuses like the customer likes it to be bright red, so that's why we put so much Red 40 in it. Complete and total crap, as always, from these guys peddling their nonsense and propaganda to try to push these food colors on the general population and say, well, it's because the people want it. It's because the people want these food colors is why we do it. It's not because it causes diseases, causes cancer, causes behavioral changes, causes ADHD, all these things we know. We do it because the people want it to be
bright red. No, they do it because it makes the food very, very addictive with the chemicals and compounds they put in the food.
Exactly right. They mix the food coloring with the MSG, with all the other compounds. I talked about it in detail.
People start craving it.
They actually did research with scientists to figure out the most addictive concoction between high fructose corn syrup, food coloring, and sodium not sodium nitrite with MSG, monosodium glutamate, and actually got percentage values of what was the most addictive combination, and then they applied that to the food.
And that's why so many people sit there and just eat chip after chip.
They're addictive.
Because they're addictive.
They're literally addictive. And they said in some cases it's more addictive than street drugs.
Well, so they'll go through a bag of chips.
Yeah.
And they'll go through half a gallon of soda. And then they get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then all of a sudden they get more sick. And then they feed right into the medical industrial complex.
There you go.
And then they come down with cancer. They feed again into the medical industrial complex. And so the entire life cycle of the human being is spent basically feeding the medical industrial complex and the food industrial complex, all owned by the same people, by the way,
yep.
BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. And they don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about your children. All they care about is profit, profit, profit.
While they're shorting the egg market, making record profits off eggs last quarter.
Well, I remember that one South Park video. We're not going to show this one.
I already got flack on that one.
Yeah, we got.
I thought the last one was funny.
It was funny.
With Randy Savage.
The language, man. And they only had that language that one part.
I know.
They shouldn't have done that. We got a group of aliens that have just giant noses. And they're running the planet. And
they're lighting up the cigars with $100 bills.
Lighting up cigars with $100 bills. And they're going, oh, the Earth's not as profitable as it needs to be. Let's destroy it for fun. And you're like, really? We have some outside presence on our planet that basically is running it for profit and it's not fun? And we covered this in Angel Wars. Thought I'd mention that. And we talk about how we are controlled completely still and have been since the days of Noah by the ancient Canaanite religion.
Listen to this right here. This is from RFK Jr. at the bottom here. The FDA became captured by the food industry, and they enlarged the GRAS standard, the generally recognized as safe, GRS, standard to apply to everything. That's why we have 10,000 ingredients in our food supply. Europeans only have 400.
Whoa.
This is RFK Jr.
They have 400. We have 10,000.
10,000 ingredients that are approved by GRAS standards. European has 400.
Well, that's because basically they're using those 10,000 to basically addict you.
Think about that number for a second.
Now,
10,000 ingredients?
You go to Europe. Okay, and this is always interesting. You'll see a group of tourists being led by a tour guide.
From America.
No, you don't know. You don't know where they're from.
We can always tell if they're from America because they're obese.
You took my thunder away. Why'd you do that? I was trying to ease into that.
I'm on a tension factor, bro. You got to move faster than that with me.
Well, let me out the side door on a show today. I step out of the back if I can't keep up. But the reality is that we have a group of people, and you see them from 200-300 yards away.
Yeah.
And they're all waddling.
They blot out the sun.
Well, no, half of them have oxygen. They're breathing on tanks. And they're in wheelchairs, got walkers. And, they're all 40, 50, 60 years old.
They're carrying umbrellas during the sun, which is coated with sunscreen.
No.
Waddling.
No. And you wonder, where are they from? And you go, no, they can't be Americans. And you get there, and the tour guide speaking English. And I saw it last year when I was in Germany, right?
I'm in Germany.
And now I'm in Heidelberg. And I'm walking up in the old castle of Heidelberg, right on the river there. And all of a sudden, I see this American wheezing. Because they had to go up some stairs. And I thought, and there were a group of them. And I thought to myself, yeah, they've got to be Americans. I started talking to her in English. And she, of course, was American. And she's like 40, 50 years old, wheezing. Can't breathe, walked upstairs. And, probably 50, 60, 70 pounds overweight. I thought to myself, what kind of representation do we make globally like this?
It's horrible.
Well, we got ten thousand additives in our food, and so many people. And what happens is a lot of this stuff interferes with thyroid function.
That's exactly right.
Because it's loaded with bromine. It's in the bread, and the pastas, and the wheats. And that bromine, the body thinks it's iodine. It absorbs it into the thyroid gland, and we can't make proper amounts of thyroxin to burn body fat. And then they give you all these addictive compounds with it, so you're constantly sucking this down, and then you feel unbelievably horrible, and you're drinking coffee all day. Or you get hooked on drugs because you feel so bad.
Or you start taking Ozempic, which ends up causing thyroid cancer.
And suicidal thoughts and all the rest of this stuff. And you think to yourself, well, this can't be this bad. It really, go to Europe and see the American groups touring. I've never yet seen one group of Americans that were fit.
I have.
Well,
me and you.
Yeah, me and you. You're our listeners. But it's crazy. You know, I mean, I'm running up and down stairs over there, and I'm having fun over in Heidelberg, and I'm thinking to myself, these people are sucking on air tanks. This is unbelievable. And it's horrible.
And I'm not a proponent of fast food. Even the McDonald's in Europe is cleaner, significantly cleaner over there than it is here.
Well, they only have 400 additives.
They can't put all the addictive properties like they do in the United States over there, McDonald's and certain foods over there. It's crazy.
The biggest problem I have is this. You know, Kennedy's trying to clean this mess up. I got it, okay? But where in the world have all of our legislators been in the past 60 years?
That's a valid point. Wait a minute. Was it Anthony Fauci? He said, I'm all about American health. If you don't believe me, you don't believe in science. Where has Anthony Fauci been on high fructose corn syrup on food coloring for the last, 30 years, 20 years he was in that position? Making $500,000 a year?
That dude is the perfect example of why rhinoplasty is so important in the United States.
He likes breathing free air.
Oh, he's got some strange looking faces, boy. And he's a weirdo. And the sad part about all, I'm not saying anything else. The sad part about this stuff is, you know, I can't understand why in the world he's not being prosecuted.
Well, no. I mean, he was so obsessed with bringing an RNA gene therapy experimental shot to the American populace for everybody's health and safety. But not one time has that man even uttered about high fructose corn syrup or food coloring or general health of the American population.
Wear your mask. Wear triple mask. Remember that?
Yeah, he's running the NIH.
Mm-hmm. You got to run triple mask. That makes you can't breathe. Make sure you have a very severe O2 deficit so you can have a massive heart attack while they inject you with spike proteins.
Yeah.
And by the way, make sure you lay there and be quiet while they put the remdesivir in you and you go into organ failure.
Trust the science.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of organ failure, China's stock markets dropped to the floor today. They now Trump announced a 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs, but we're raising the levy on China. This is interesting.
All the people who shorted the market yesterday got tapped.
Yeah, that was out of nowhere. It was interesting, but now it's down again today. So
it went up with 3,000 points.
3,000 points. It's back down 700 today. It's been like a roller coaster the last week, man. I mean, it's been up, down, all around.
It's been a chaos agent.
It's been a chaos agent, and so it's funny now. Now the rest of the world's like, oh. Yes, 90-day pause on tariffs. Yeah, do that to China. We all hate China now.
Well, now it's 10% for everybody else except for China. And I think China went up again to 125%.
Yeah, 125%. But apparently last night, China's looking at dumping an enormous amount of U.S. treasuries.
That's all right.
So we'll see what they do on that. I mean, they've liquidated. They're holding, what, 1.2, 1.3 trillion. Now they're down to like $700 billion.
Well, remember what happens is the Federal Reserve Bank here in the United States, they print the funny money and they sell the treasuries. They're doing that because they're selling the debt.
Right.
They don't want to absorb the debt themselves because they don't want to be responsible for the debt. Because we just say, we're going to default on you, Rothschild banking cartel, not pay you. How about that? You guys are a bunch of thieves. Okay? You're running a Ponzi scheme.
So what they do is they sell
these treasuries globally so all these other countries get linked to us. And if you start dropping these treasuries and start dumping all this stuff in China, the prices will fall.
Oh, yeah.
But it's okay, though.
We'll devalue the dollar, but we'll see what they do.
It may or may not devalue the dollar. Because
depends how much they dump.
It all depends also on what kind of price manipulation and price gouging you're going to do, what kind of interest rates you're going to pay. And it's all a shell game, guys.
It really is that.
It's just a shell game. It's all obfuscation. It's all about trying to shore up the petrodollar. That's what this is all about. And that's what Trump's been doing the whole time he's been in office because he doesn't want the United States to lose the reserve status kind of currency. Because we've been having that now since Nixon.
Yeah.
Right? When Nixon took over and got off the gold standard, you know, we've had a big, big problem with the value of the dollar going down, down, down.
Well, the only issue you run into now with this whole thing with this tariff war with China and bringing manufacturing back to the United States. The problem was the only thing that China has in their hand that really is beneficial to the United States is that they have the entire process of manufacturing from earth to finished product on the shelf completely under control. For example, you know, if we want to start a, you know, a cup factory over in the United States now, so now we start producing cups instead of buying them from China. Well, the problem is we're still going to have to get the porcelain, the raw materials from somewhere. That's going to be China. So even bring them in factory. China doesn't have that problem. China will dig up the doggone cobalt, lithium, whatever they need, send it to the manufacturers, produce what they need for electronics and chips, produce the electronics, sell them on the market. From start to finish, they have the entire chain under control.
And that's one of the reasons that we've been trying to negotiate with Ukraine for the rare earth
minerals. Yeah.
Trillions of dollars over there.
Yep.
By the way, Newsmax Media supposedly now has published defamatory and false statements accusing Dominion voting systems of rigging the 2020 election. In a Delaware, nice liberal state, judge ruled on Wednesday through a jury, though a jury must still decide whether the conservative news outlet is on the hook for the damages. The ruling, basically, Delaware court said is a partial victory for Dominion in its $1.16 billion lawsuit, but leaves Newsmax with other possible legal defenses as the trial is scheduled to begin on April 28th in Wilmington. The Dominion representative said in the statement that the company was gratified by the court's thorough ruling. The Newsmax representative said in a statement that the outlet covered both sides of the 2020 election fairly and called the case a threat to free speech and free peace. Now, here's the thing. It doesn't really matter here what happens as far as this particular case in the overall thing as far as the world. What matters is the fact that the government or these groups can come in now and basically bankrupt certain companies with legal fees. That's what we're going to focus on here for a second. Because, you know, when you get a bunch of attorneys coming after you and they're posting all this stuff and filing all these briefs and whatnot, all these answers, and suddenly you've got to start spending millions and millions and millions of dollars defending yourself, whether you're guilty or not guilty, it's basically a system that's broken. We really need tort reform. And if these people come in and they sue these people for stuff like this and they're found to be not guilty, the person who supposedly did something wrong, somebody else should have to pay their attorney fees, period. And that'll stop this. But this, a lot of this is to put people that are basically having conservative news outlets out of business.
Yes. Gary,
that's all this is.
Exactly.
And so that's why I wanted to, go into that, because I'm not going to go into detail on this 2020 thing, because a lot of people had a lot of questions about that, voting machines. And I think Trump has signed some reforms now to help prevent some of this on the next election.
But the biggest problem that you have with tyrants is truth. That's the biggest thing they have. They can't stand truth. Tyrants cannot stand people talking about the truth. Perfect example, Germany's coalition government wants to strengthen democracy by abolishing it. We're going to make democracy better by getting rid of it.
Well, they're saying to these new people that are coming in, the right wing are a bunch of neo-Nazis.
Yeah.
They want to get rid of them.
That's exactly right. So now they're going off anybody that opposes them, they're saying they're Nazis. Haven't we heard that before?
Yeah, we have.
Isn't it like every time something happens, oh, he's a Nazi fascist. Why is he Nazi fascist? Because he opposes what I believe. Like when you went to D.C., the neo-Nazis on stage in suits talking about illegal immigration, how it's devaluing the country, how it's causing all kinds of issues on, you know, basis of societal issues.
Well, what they've done here, the Rothschild banking cartel, right, and the globalists and the people who if you don't like me using the term Rothschild banking cartel, let's just say the people who took down Building 7, okay? Oh, those are the mystery people, right? But we can give them a category on their own. The people who took down Building 7 on 9/11, they don't like truth being told, like Austin just
told. No.
And here's what they've done. They have spent literally hundreds of billions of dollars since about 1933 to basically blackball and make the Nazis the boogeyman. So every time they have a problem, they have to dust off another Nazi general, dig him up out of the
pole, put him in a corner,
stand there.
He's the bad guy.
Yeah, they were prosecuting that one guy who was almost 100 years old. Yeah. He had seen all the mention, didn't know where he was. You're a Nazi. That was like last year. And, you know, and so they know because what's happened is because of all the movies we've watched about the Nazis, nobody ever talked about anything that Germany did right in the 1930s. You know, or in whatever.
You ever notice how many movies they've done about the Bolsheviks being slaughtered and Christian Bolsheviks being slaughtered?
No.
You know how many movies they've done on those?
You know, and it's funny how Patton was going to give up his commission to come to the United States. And he said, in the one movie, you can watch it, we fought the wrong enemy.
Yep.
We need to rearm the Germans and go after the
Bolshevik
soldiers, the communists. And suddenly Patton gets into an accident and dies. Yeah, because he was going to resign his commission. Very wealthy family he was from. He didn't need the government pension.
Look at this. One of the most shocking ideas from the German basically coalition here is to plan to ditch Germany's Freedom of Information Act, which lets citizens request government records. You guys know FOIAs, especially in the United States. We can put a request, see what the government's up to. They said, no, Germany's IFG passes in 2006, which is the ability for people to access federal agency data. They're saying now here, the only way to protect democracy is prevent Freedom of Information Act from happening. We can't allow these.
Well, the roaches don't want to be uncovered.
That's exactly right. They hate flashlights.
Yeah, they really do. And they hate them. And so when you start pulling, see what they do in the corners, and that's why we have the sunshine laws in the state of Florida. You're not supposed to be able to go in the back room and make deals and basically pretend like you didn't really do it. You should lie about it. You can't really do all that here in the state of Florida, though they still do it.
They still do it. It's more difficult.
But
they're trying to make it completely and totally legit. Anything the government does, you're not allowed to know about. We can do anything we want at any time, and you can't ask us a question about it.
So anyhow, they spent billions and billions of dollars putting this together and giving us a boogeyman called the Nazis. And so now they want to make sure that anytime someone says something, you know, that's bad or incorrect or against what they believe, all the above, that they're a Nazi. And they're a fascist.
Yep.
You know, and they want Hitler back. Well, we got a newsflash for you. Hitler's been dead a long time. He died in Argentina. Just thought I'd mention that. Probably in the 60s. They didn't kill him in the bunker.
No.
They autopsied that dog on that corpse they found.
It was a female.
Yeah, they did a DNA test on it. It was a female. So Hitler took off on that little plane and headed off to Argentina. And according to Jim Mars, gave away the technology as far as the military ability to detonate a bomb with the fuses they were using for the nuclear bombs. And Jim Mars said the two bombs that we dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki weren't even our bombs. They were German bombs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That does a loop on the story.
That's the Third Reich. You can go ahead and read it. Jim Mars, great, great book, by the way. He's passed away now, but the reality is he did a lot of research on that. He said that we didn't have, because if you watch the Oppenheimer, that movie, first time they tried to detonate that bomb, the detonator wasn't working. Nope.
No. Now, here's another one, too. Here's a health story coming up here. Speaking of being able to detonate bad things like cancer with good cholesterol.
Okay, that was pretty good.
I was off the cuff. Good stuff, tension factor starting to boost up. Cholesterol.
This is just so unfair.
Cholesterol could boost your body's cancer-fighting abilities. So wait a minute. You're telling me that pesky thing called cholesterol that they tell you needs to be really low and you need to take statins to keep your cholesterol through the floor, you're telling me that that's probably not healthy for you?
Your dad said this a long time ago.
No.
That'd be me. I told you guys, the lower cholesterol goes, the higher cancer rates go.
Exactly right.
And when they go under 200, cancer rates go through the roof.
Says cholesterol. Mount Sinai researchers discovered cholesterol's critical role in enhancing immune cells' ability to detect it.
That's right.
So kind of like they want your cholesterol to be through the floor. Maybe, this is just speculation, maybe because it increases cancer rates.
Well,
one profitable aspect.
Well, no, it does more than that too. It drops your testosterone through the floor.
Ah, when you have a little testosterone, you're more agreeable.
Oh, well, they want every guy to be a wussy.
That's
wussy with a W.
They've linked this many times in studies. The higher testosterone levels basically make individuals more disagreeable, not necessarily on a negative scale.
Makes you more aggressive.
Makes you more aggressive. Makes you not agree with things that aren't right. Makes you go, I don't agree with that.
No.
It's right. It's the science.
Well, and, you know, then you get the – I hate to do this again, but I'm going to say it again. You get women out there that are trying to find a guy who's not a wussy. And they're single and they're trying to find a guy that will basically, you know, protect them. And you know, but now all these guys are soy boys. The other day I was at a shop with a young lady and she was looking at shoes. This is a funny story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't told you this
yet.
No. And
so you went shoe shopping, did you?
I was forced into it. I didn't like it. We were walking through a department store and she saw some shoes that she wanted to try on. And I'm like, I looked at her and said, I really, really loathe shopping. Yes. But I will sit here while you try on the shoes. So this gay boy walks out. He's a shoe guy.
Yeah.
And he's gawking at me. Not looking at her, looking at me. And I'm thinking to myself,
It happens.
No, this is great. This is great. I'm feeling really uncomfortable here. And then finally, the girl kind of laughs and says, maybe you could try these on for me, Ted. True story. And I
imagine you declined.
And I said to her in front of the gay boy, I said, do I sound like I want to try on your shoes? And the gay boy kind of, oh, and he didn't know what to say after that because he knew that I wasn't going to play the game with anybody there. And of course, she did not buy the shoes. And but I thought it was interesting because, I mean, you know, why in the world that we think that women can find a proper mate when so many guys are soy boys and so many guys have elected not even to date women anymore and to basically just say celibate or become gay? I mean, I've seen it over and over and over again. And I think to myself, wow, cultural Marxism has taken its hold.
Oh, yeah.
And so I feel sorry for the women out there. And I feel sorry for the guys, too, because cultural Marxism has also made a bunch of these women Jezebels.
Yep.
And sorry, ladies. It goes both ways.
The best way to fight this is maintain overall testosterone levels. And that's why I recommend the Testo Plus formula. Not on sale right now, but you vote for it, and it can be up for sale.
Oh, that was a really good segue.
I know. That was overall vitality, physical strength, endurance, libido, performance, testosterone levels. You want to be aggressive. You want to be strong. You want to have high testosterone.
Maybe not aggressive.
Yeah.
We don't want to start fights, man. It's not good.
We don't?
No.
We don't.
No, Austin, no.
We don't.
We want to negotiate, but do it with fervor.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Sometimes you got to fight, though.
No, not if you don't have to. No.
You got to live in the violence. You just have to accept it sometimes, man.
Well, sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can't walk away.
Sometimes you need to walk away. Majority of the time, you need to walk away.
Yeah.
But sometimes you don't need to walk away.
Sometimes you need to stand your ground. That's why the state of Florida passed standing ground laws.
Right. And that's why I always laugh sometimes at people when they start getting in, like, road rage incidents, because I used to be really aggressive driving. I've calmed way down recently. Over the last year and a half.
About time. Jeez.
But I've realized, though, because I've watched stuff happen now, you know, where people get really mad. People start pulling pistols on each other in traffic and everything else. You start realizing the vast majority of people got pistols in their cars.
Florida, bud.
And so if you're in a situation and people are just back off, slow down.
Remember when they had the shootout going down I-4 a couple of years ago?
They just had another one in Tampa with bikes.
Yeah, they literally are picking up casings of shells.
Just popped up on the 275. This car was basically trying to cut off these motorcycles. Short hit one. Going on biker, pulled out a Glock, left pistol, started shooting right across the shoulder, right in the car. Didn't hit the guy. And then bikers took off. The guy in the car's like, oh, my God, he shot at me. Law enforcement's like, well, you tried to run him off the road. It's a gray area with this. You know, you're on a motorcycle. You're trying to hit somebody. Basically, I mean, here's the thing. Soft tissue and asphalt don't go together well. I've watched people die on bikes, man. You hit the asphalt at 70, 80 miles an hour, you better have some leathers on or you're going to go down to the bone. Well, and so a lot of people in these cars, they don't respect that. And I'm not saying all motorcyclists are good because some of them drive like idiots. I'm not defending all of them. But a lot of people in cars don't respect motorcycles because they're in the heavier vehicles. They automatically have this sense of entitlement.
Well, a lot of times they don't see them, Austin.
That happens, too.
That happens.
Now, that may be an accident.
But I remember one time I was up in Tallahassee by Tully Gym, and there's an S-curve. And I was on my bike, and there was a girl walking on the side of the street.
Yeah.
And I was showing off, and I was digging into the corner a little bit. I have to admit it. And all of a sudden, I look up, and there's a mail truck in front of me, stopped and stalled on the road, parked there in no parking zone. And I had lost a bike, went down on me. It slid, but I had leathers on.
Yeah.
Now, where I didn't have, I didn't have leather pants on. I had leather jeans on. It tore right through the jeans.
Oh, jeans don't do anything with that.
I still got a big scar on my knee from that.
Years ago, I bought a set.
But my upper body was good.
Oh, yeah. I bought a set of jeans with Kevlar infused into them when I used to ride around the CBR. Mm-hmm. So you could go out and do something and wear jeans and not be in, you know, leathers, not so hot.
Yeah.
But they had straight Kevlar inside of them. So if you hit the asphalt in the main spots, the knees, the hips, it didn't take you all the way down to the bone.
But no, I remember that. I had a leather Harley riding jacket on.
Yeah.
And I still have the jacket. It still fits. And but the crazy part about it is that, you know, it saved my upper body, but my knees got pretty scratched up. And but it was interesting. But, you know, you got to be really careful on bikes. I'm a good rider. But I've learned after that to be a lot more careful.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of being careful, this is why everybody needs to stay as armed as possible. The DOJ agrees with us on that now. The DOJ launches Second Amendment Task Force to guard gun rights. This is a huge deal. This is actually not anything that I've witnessed in a while.
Okay, now this is something that's diametrically opposed to the first term with Trump when he had his doggone ridiculous daughter and son-in-law in the office with him. They were pushing red flag gun laws to all the senators and congressmen in the United States. Now they're pushing gun rights to everybody. This is much better.
I think, and I will say this, I think, in my opinion, and I'm not defending a lot of stuff because the bump fire stock incident under Trump was absolutely egregious to me, what he allowed to have happen with that and giving eight. And people, I've explained this. It wasn't the fact that ATF supported the bump fire ban stock. That wasn't it. It was the fact that Trump gave ATF the carte blanche open wallet to do what they wanted.
But I think what happened with Trump in the first term, and I'm not defending Trump because there are a lot of things he's done that I don't like, all right, including Operation Warp Speed. That was done on his first term, though.
That was also with Fauci, too, though.
Yeah.
That was the military.
I really believe that what happened with Trump in the beginning, and Steele said this before he died, he said that it was an accidental president that Hillary was supposed to win. But it overwhelmed the voting system so much that Trump won. Trump was completely over his head when his first term. He had no idea what he was doing.
I don't think he had any idea what he was doing either. Okay? Because a lot of the stuff he's doing now is completely opposite of what he
did. So I'm going to say this about him. You know, all of us have a learning curve no matter what we do.
That is true.
You know, I had a learning curve learning how to do radio and TV. So did you. And so what we've learned over the years is something that when you have the ability to do things over and over and over again, you get better and better and better at it, supposedly.
Yeah,
and
you should.
So what Trump is doing this second term now is he's not just catering to that group of people that were in the White House and his staffers around him.
That's true.
Like Jared Kushner, that piece of crap. That's all he is. And his weirdo daughter.
Much about Kirsten
anymore. They don't want to. She's not chief of staff anymore. And so Trump stopped all that. Trump learned, had a pretty good learning curve, and now he's got this girl. This is Pam Bondi right here.
Yeah, it's Pam Bondi.
And she basically is saying, hey, we're going to protect us. And she's wearing a cross. Look at this. See this? She got a cross on. That's pandering to the Christians.
Well,
I'm glad she's doing that.
She came out a little ways back, I told you, because that whole Epstein thing, I think they threw her under the bus with that because the FBI came in and redacted that whole doggone thing that she said was getting released, and the FBI came in and said, oh, by the way, it's redacted.
And by the way, nobody's here. So there's still a group of people behind the curtain here, the boys and girls who took down Building 7, the Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan wizards. You can call them that if you'd like. That's what I call them. They're still running the show because they control both sides of the narrative. But what they're doing now, they're playing yin for yang, and they're basically giving us a bone because they took 4 years of us not getting anything to that unbelievably senile president who likes to take a dump in his pants. This is the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. Also on the platform using the bathroom. I mean, unbelievable. So we have this now is at least we're seeing the difference between the two as far as how much better it is under Trump versus Biden and what an unbelievable nightmare would have been underneath that doggone Kamala Harris.
Pam Bondi said the president directed her to propose a plan of action designed to protect the Second Amendment rights of all Americans. The Second Amendment Task Force said the task force serves to implement Trump's executive order 14206. Wednesday press release, Bondi said the prior administration placed an undue burden on gun owners and vendors by targeting abiding citizens. Monday, ATF repealed their enhanced regulatory enforcement policy. That was a zero tolerance policy. I'll talk about that in detail.
You know what makes me mad with this, and it really does, is that Biden had security with him that were fully armed with automatic pistols and machine guns.
Oh, all the time. That's all they have. He still does. They will forever.
No, all these big mouth people, Pelosi and all the rest of them, Schumer, all of them have armed security with them all the time. Oh, gun rights are awful. You know, we've got 14 Secret Service personnel.
With Glock 18s. MP5s in the truck.
You know, with 40-round magazines on them. You know, and so you sit there, you look at it, you go, they got a drum on this Glock. And you're like, okay, they got a hump right there. Right? They got a drum.
They don't use Shakir and Holster with that, though. It's too
important. This is metaphorical now. They got a drum on the Glock, and it's got, it's got this big bolt. I haven't seen that, right? But I guarantee there are people in the car with fully automatic weapons.
Oh, I know they have that. They all have MP5s,
and so but I've seen drums on Glocks.
Oh, yeah.
For the automatic machine pistol Glocks. Very heavy, though. Be hard to hold it up with one hand. You get a 100-round drum.
It's fun, though.
Oh, it's fun? I would like to try it one time. But what? And don't send me one.
If you want to use those, go to a SHOT Show or go to a firearm demo show and utilize them there with SOT manufacturers. Completely legal.
That's exactly right. And so, every time I say something, people are like sending me stuff. So just be careful around this stuff. But remember, these guys are such hypocrites.
Oh, I know.
Hillary Clinton was the worst.
Unbelievable. Yes, she was.
She's the worst.
Well, she was the one almost single-handedly that got the Suppressor Act, the Silencer Act, dropped, the Hearing Safe Act.
You know, that one of the finest things that's ever happened in politics is that Jezebel witch from California basically had her witch's coven there, shut her mouth, and doesn't talk much anymore.
When she lost in 2016, the whole United States was excited.
Well, no.
Except for the liberals.
She was so drunk because she saw what was happening, and she wasn't going to be given her
still brings that up about mad about losing the election. I'm telling you, they 100% told her she had it in the back.
No, and what happened is she was so drunk, she's flipping tables over in the back, screaming and screaming. She wouldn't even address her constituencies. She wouldn't go out and talk to her people.
Well, she could. She's too liquored up.
Yeah, she's too liquored up.
They're stumbling and slurring. Trump's a Nazi.
You know, there's a lot of people out there that are pretty bad, but there are a few people that should never have been born. That's one of them.
The world would be a better place
if Hillary Clinton had never been here.
Yeah, I think she's worse than Bill. I mean, quite frankly,
I'm sure Huma Abedin would agree with that too. supposedly her girlfriend, but we'll see.
That whole weird stuff that got leaked.
No, Hillary Clinton redefines the term butch dyke lesbian to a whole new low. Just thought I'd mention that, man. Jeez. And quite frankly, I feel sorry for Bill. I can't even imagine having that around me.
I can't imagine they have much of a relationship.
Oh, there's no relationship.
There's no relationship.
I would just make sure that we'd be both on opposite sides of the planet. Just stay away from me. I shouldn't have said all that. Well, yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm not sorry. I'm kind of glad
you're
I
not
said
sorry.
That. I really dislike that woman. I don't dislike very many people. She's one of them. There's about four people on this planet I don't care for. She's one of them.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd mention that. But I'm not going to tell you who the other ones are. What's the next story, Austin?
You're so funny.
Well, maybe I might someday.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, there's another article here that I was pulling up. Let me pull it up real quick here. It was talking about...
They're pretty much all butch dyke lesbians.
Yeah.
When you really stop and analyze who they are, what they do.
Yeah.
Because they're so stinking mean.
Yes, it says right here. Here's what I was the health article. Daily omega-3 supplements may slow down aging, study finds.
I believe
it. Omega-3 fats found in fish oil can reduce aging and prematurely being frail, having issues.
I know why this works. Do you know why?
Mr. Brower, what's the answer to this?
Natural blood thinner. Natural blood thinner makes the blood flow through the capillaries and arterioles easier, increasing oxygen flow to the tissues, reducing the amount of damage to the tissues from lack of oxygen.
There you go.
So that's why it works.
Oxygen's
so well.
Oxygen's everything.
Hmm? And so you decrease cellular turnover, which decreases the aging process, according to some researchers.
I like this. Switzerland's University of Zurich, they analyzed 777.
I like that number.
Swiss people in the study. Yeah, they did that. They had to have done that specifically.
They did.
They could have done 778 or 776.
They could have done 666.
Yeah.
We saw that through COVID.
They looked at people older than 70 to determine whether omega-3 supplementation can lessen the effects of aging. One of the tests conducted by research showed that combining omega-3 with D3 and exercise was found to work incredibly good at slowing down the effects of aging on older adults. So imagine that. So omega-3 fats with high levels of D3 – while you're exercising, has good benefits to the body.
Well, and plus it also
who would have thought?
And plus it increases human growth hormone, increases testosterone.
Exactly
does
right.
All that. So I mean, so it's good. I mean, that's what I take omega-3. I work out all the time, and I take D3 on a regular basis.
It says found that vitamin D, exercise, and omega-3 together had the largest effect on lowering the risk of cancer over a 3-year period.
And one of the
that's them claiming that.
And by the way, one of the reasons so many people have problems with their joints and hips, et cetera, is a lack of D3. Because their body can't maintain sufficient calcium in the hip joints. And a lot of people who fall don't fall and break their hip. Their hips break first, and then they fall.
Exactly right.
Just thought I'd mention that to you. And a lot of times, you know, they have to go and do hip replacement because the hip's so porous, and they have a hard time putting the screws into the hip because they can't really attach it. Yeah, because the bones are so frail. So it's very important as you get older that you make sure you keep enough magnesium in your diet and make sure you have enough D3 in your diet. The calcium doesn't get used up in biochemical reactions. It's pretty much static in the body. It creates a skeletal structure. The magnesium is used in over 300 chemical reactions in the body, and it's critical that you have enough magnesium in your body.
If you're female and you need to take calcium, make sure you're not taking the rock, the stone, the calcium carbonate.
Don't take that stuff,
take
guys.
The MCHC that we have. It is the one and only number one calcium formula that I've seen, MCHC, microcrystalline hydroxy concentrate, that actually directly goes to the bones instead of floating around the arteries and clogging them.
And guys, don't take calcium. If you're a man, don't take calcium supplements.
This is pretty cool. They said they noted in the researchers, they found that taking omega-3s slowed down the biological aging across several epigenetic clocks by up to 4 months, regardless of subjects' gender, age, or body mass index. They took 2,000 IUs of D3 each day, took 1 gram of omega-3 each day, and participated in a home exercise 30 minutes 3 times a week.
It's very insignificant, very small
amount
of
stuff.
That's
not – I mean, guys, think about that for a second.
That's not
30 minutes 3 times a week. People say, well, I don't have time to do that. I gotta binge on my Netflix till midnight tonight and not sleep because I gotta watch my Netflix, my garbage.
Well, no.
Cut one. If you want to binge on that, cut one show out and get 30 minutes in before you listen.
Don't be sedentary all the time.
No.
Guys, listen to me. If you sit around in a chair the whole time and you don't stretch out your Achilles tendon, that thing will get tightened up on you, and you're going to start taking those little bitty baby steps as you get older.
Right.
And don't do that. Be able to step out and walk. You know, at least get out and walk at least two or three times a week. Even if you can only walk to the mailbox, do something. But to do calf raises, get like a 2x4 or a 2x6 or a 2x8 where it won't flip on you, and just sit there and put your feet, the toe, your balls, your feet up on it, and do stretches on it. Get your, keep your Achilles tendon loose. Really, really important. I've seen it so many times, Austin, where people can't even bend over because their Achilles tendons are so tight.
No, they're jammed up.
And I'm talking guys that are athletes because they don't stretch out their calf muscles. You've got to stretch that. I know I've started doing that. I started taking the collagen. I do all this stuff, and my knees are doing great. And I also try to walk at least 3 to 6 miles every week. There's a really nice lake over in Winter Haven, over in Lakeland. It's called Lake Hollingsworth. It's a 3-mile walk on asphalt, which is in concrete. I don't like walking on concrete. It's really hard on the joints. And it's a 3-mile walk on asphalt. It's fun. What are you going to say? You got something up?
No, you're absolutely right about that. I've run that like many, many times.
You can't just ignore me.
I'm not ignoring you. I am looking at the new proposed food pyramid, RFK Jr.
Oh, it won't be swine fattening feed anymore.
Oh, it is not swine fattening feed. Look at this beauty. This is a masterpiece. Look at this. Beef, eggs, chicken.
Wow.
Fish. Decent amount of vegetables. Some fruit and carbs. Do you see the giant piles of bread?
I don't see any bread.
Do you see the giant piles of pasta?
None.
Yeah. That right there is a beauty. And that right there is what keeps you lean,
strong,
healthy.
For the first time, experts are plugging a low-carb food pyramid. Isn't that amazing?
You guys remember the other one they used to have?
Bread and pasta.
The entire bottom was all bread, pasta, cereal. All this is great. At the very top, they have like one egg and a piece of chicken. This
is good.
Will get America on a whole other level.
The only thing I would do here with the potatoes here, well, they could be, I guess, but I would make those sweet potatoes.
Yeah, I don't know. They look like white potatoes.
Yeah, but I'd make those sweet potatoes. I'd make sweet potatoes right there. Sweet potatoes are pretty good for you.
Got an apple, got a banana. The sweet potatoes would be good.
Last night I had a buffalo bison burger.
I love bison.
No bread.
Yeah, just patties.
Just the patties with mustard on them. And always remember, mustard is really good for your digestive process because it's got a lot of vinegar in it.
Yeah.
Okay, and so it really helps. If you're having acid reflux or heartburn, put a little bit of mustard on your food. And if it doesn't work, put a bit more mustard on your food. That doesn't work.
Yeah, it's our digestive enzymes. I remember a while back ago, I went to a restaurant. They had these really like decent burgers for a decent price. And I was like, man, I'm just not feeling bread. I ordered a double burger. It was like double Angus burger. And I just threw the bread off, threw it on another plate, had the burger, had some cheese on it. And it was a great meal, super clean.
Helps stabilize blood sugar really fast. And you don't get the glyphosate. And you can order those without even touching the buns. You can tell them I just want the patties only.
I didn't think about that.
And a lot of times,
mine came out as a burger.
A lot of times you can order it as a lettuce wrap.
Yeah,
okay? And that's kind of messy.
Fork and beef,
yeah,
whatever.
But that's kind of fun too, though.
This is a peer-reviewed paper published in Nutrients. The authors contend that traditional carb-heavy diet has not only failed to safeguard public health, but it's directly contributed to the rate of obesity and type 2 diabetes. Listen to this. They propose a new low-carbohydrate food pyramid designed for the vast majority of Americans showing signs of metabolic dysfunction.
That's Syndrome X, by the
way. Exactly what it is. I mean,
that's why Ozempic's through the roof.
How long did it take to figure this out? The original food pyramid by the Department of Agriculture, which that's really good. The Department of Agriculture needs to be telling everyone how they need to eat.
Well, the biggest problem I always had when I do the radio and TV talk shows, and it wasn't all of them, but a lot of them, the dietitians, because they're trained with the old food pyramid, and they want to argue about everything. And they're told that basically margarine's better than butter.
Oh, yeah.
And I've gotten into so many arguments about that. And finally, the FDA came in and said, we got to label the amount of trans fats, you know, which is basically margarine, and there's no safe amount to put in there.
No.
And all of a sudden, I was proven to be right about that, too. That's why butter is great with eggs and not margarine. Don't ever buy margarine. Don't ever use Crisco. That's some toxic stuff. I mean, you get Crisco on your blouse or your shirt when you're cooking. You can't get it out. Nothing cuts it out. I mean, if you can't get it off your clothes, how are you supposed to get it out of your arteries? This is some nasty stuff. And just avoid it. It's all chemicals. By the way, breaking. 85 million person study has now found increased risk of stroke, heart attack, coronary artery disease, and arrhythmia following COVID vaccinations. You know, this is a big deal. This is a pretty impressive article what they did here. COVID mRNA viral vector injections linked to stroke, plus 240% increase in heart attack, 286% increase percentage in coronary artery disease, 244% increase in arrhythmia, and 199% increase in large scale analysis on this. All of this stuff is causing massive cardiovascular problems. That's why we have the spike protein survival kit. I'm not making any claims here from a medical standpoint, but if you can keep the blood thin and you can help to keep it going through the system better, it's better for that. Because remember, the spike protein are like little tiny sand spurs that they've injected in you that are going in and getting lodged in the endothelial layers of your blood vessels, especially where they go together and they branch off. They get lodged in those corners and they start causing these eddies. And a lot of people say that's one of the reasons that we're having so many aortic dissections now with people that have been injected. And it's just so important that we understand that we've got to keep the blood flowing. The blood is not supposed to have sand spurs in it.
No.
Okay? That's not okay. And the blood's supposed to be like water, not like molasses or not like honey. The blood's supposed to flow freely throughout the body. And when you start gelling it up and causing all this stuff to happen to your body, the heart can't work right and the cardiovascular system can't work right. That's why so many people end up with blood clots after these injections and die from them. Just thought I'd mention that, but there's massive increase, hundreds of percent increase in these different types of diseases from this. And so I'm going to post this article so you guys can read it, but it's sad. It really is that this thing was promulgated to the population like this, and over 5 billion people took that vaccine, Austin. And,
oh, I know.
And probably 3 or 4 billion took the boosters.
Yep.
And I've seen so many people now with so many health problems because of it. I know a lot of you were forced into doing it, but just make sure you stay on that spike protein survival kit. Make sure you take your vitamin E. Make sure you take your HGH stimulate to increase your nitric oxide levels. Really, really important you do this every single day if you've been injected with the sludge.
That's exactly right. You got to detox the body, man. I talk about it all the time as far as your body can handle some toxins. It can process some toxins. But you've got to put the raw nutrients in place to help your body detox and get those toxins out and then regenerate the body.
This stuff is so toxic, your body shed it.
Yeah.
It came out through the lungs and through the skin. They were warning people not to be around people who have been vaccinated. It's like the measles vaccine when you get a live virus with that or polio.
I told you. In 2021, I got COVID directly from somebody who was just vaccinated. I remember it specifically. We went down there. Me, you, and a buddy went down to Miami. Took your old plane. You had that Cessna 210. And we went down there, not around anybody. I was around my dealer, salesman.
He was so sick.
He was sick. He had just gotten back from the hospital a couple days before, yep. Got the COVID shot again, got his booster. And he goes, I'm negative for COVID. I'm negative for the flu. He was negative for everything. And he couldn't figure out why he was feeling so horrible. He wasn't like sick as in like coughing with COVID. He said he had no energy. He was lethargic. He couldn't get out of bed in the morning. He had brain fog. And I'd seen this guy 8 months earlier. And I saw him this time, and it was like two completely different people.
No, I saw him too.
He was, oh, man. He goes, I have no energy, dude. I can't get out of bed. I'm exhausted. He goes, but I don't have anything. I've had 5, 6 different tests done. He goes, but I just got my second booster. And I'm sitting there thinking in my head, I'm like, this before we knew everything about it in 2021, how bad it shed. And sure enough, I went on a demo ride with him, talked to him only. We left the next day, I was sick as a dog from COVID for three or four days.
Same thing happened to us. We went to Washington, D.C. for that convention.
Yes.
Back in 22, the fall of 22. Yep. We flew up there, and all those people had gotten their vaccine boosters.
Yeah, everybody's bragging about it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm boosted. I got my 15th booster. And I'm stay away from me.
We both got sick from that. Yep. And you sit back and you go, can it be that bad? The shedding is that bad with these shots. The body wants to get rid of it that badly.
Yeah.
It starts pushing
it
out.
Yeah. Now, here's another article before we close up today. It's just foods that lower tinnitus and those that trigger it. This is a question I get a lot. And I told you before.
Interesting comment. Let's read through this.
The magnesium brain food, I'll tell you this right out the gate. That is a product that I've gotten direct response from multiple customers.
Making no claims
here. Not making claims, but I've got customers that have told me the magnesium brain food reduced tinnitus. That's what they said. Now, this one's here.
We're not making that claim.
We're not making claims on it. It's what they said. This one goes into detail. It talks about how fruits, vegetables, fiber, dairy. But one of the biggest things it talks about here is triggers. And it says dehydration is a major trigger. And it said high amounts of sodium. This is not like Redmond salt, where it's a full mineral bound salt. It's talking about high doses of just straight
processed salt.
That's not good for the blood pressure. Aspartame. They're saying
potentially toxic to the brain and inner ear.
Sugar.
And it says particularly in hot environments. Why? Because aspartame doesn't stay aspartame in hot environments.
It breaks down
to its constituents. When it gets over 85, 90 degrees, aspartame breaks down into methanol, which is pain thinner. And aspartic acid, phenylalanine.
Specifically state hot environments on here.
That's why so many people, in my opinion, during the Gulf War, got Gulf War syndrome because they were storing these doggone diet sodas out in containers in the Saudi desert, in the Iraqi desert out there,
Kuwaiti desert. Well, the problem is with these drinks. Is they'll sit in a cargo container. Car container. And they'll sit there and get them hot. But then they'll throw them in the ice bin. They'll throw them in the ice bin the day before and they'll cool them down. So now all of a sudden you drink it, dude, it's, you know, 35 degrees. It's nice and cold again. Well, known to you, it's been sitting out in the sun in a container for the last month.
Almost boiling.
And all of a sudden now you're drinking all that stuff. This is another one here, sugar. Issues with sugar metabolism, such as high insulin levels in blood, can worsen tinnitus.
That's syndrome X again.
While following a diabetic diet or basically a low carbohydrate diet can reduce symptoms. They said unhealthy fats.
Here we go. Trans fats. Here we go. This is margarine again and
trans
Crisco.
Trans fats and saturated fats can decrease circulation and blood flow, potentially increasing tinnitus severity. Food source of healthy fats like avocados, fatty fish, and salmon can help out. So the bottom line is that diet alone won't cure tinnitus, but improving nutrient intake will reduce triggers and help manage symptoms. They're also now linking obesity and tinnitus. Not that they're always together, but they are saying that those two are directly related in some cases.
Well, you know, the sad part about it is it all goes back to whatever you put in your body's going to respond and react to it.
Exactly.
And if you put the wrong foods in, the wrong chemicals in, and the wrong compounds in, you're going to have all kinds of problems your body is for from a degenerative standpoint.
Exactly right.
And including tinnitus here, apparently. And so, and, you know, of course, stress and exercise is very important.
Medication use.
Now, cardiovascular exercise. So the exercise is important. It improves cardiovascular health, which enhances blood flow to the inner ear and potentially reduces tinnitus intensity. Exercise also increases endorphin production. The benefit improves mood and reduces the perceived severity of tinnitus. However, he warned that activities causing excessive strain, especially in the neck or the jaw, such as heavy weightlifting like deadlifting and powerlifting, might temporarily amplify tinnitus due to muscle tension or pressure changes. But not very many of us are sitting around doing 400 pounds on deadlifts anymore.
No, I don't even do that much anymore.
I don't even do it anymore. I had enough of that.
I like to stay mobile and active. My joints don't like that anymore.
One back surgery was enough for me. That was enough.
But sleep says, too, sleep's a really important one. Disrupting sleep can also cause challenges as far as with tinnitus. So I'll post this article on the website. You guys can go look at it. Very important, though, because I get this question a lot. And like I said, again, I've had customers tell me magnesium brain food does a great job at helping out with that. But again, that's just the statements that they've made on there. And so again, we also have the vitamin C formula. You guys know it. The one and only vitamin C with antioxidants on sale right now. And also make sure you're signing up for the free weekly newsletters on the Brower Show and on Team Health Masters and take advantage of a lot of different specials we have right now, including the different three packs. The Arthritis Ease Kit, this is another one we put together here as well with the omega-3, the joint rebuilding, the quercetin, and also some of the magnesium topicals. The magnesium topicals are a very popular product. We have the magnesium bath salts, which is from the Dead Sea. Those will really decrease muscle soreness.
That's magnesium chloride.
Yes,
great product.
It's not just normal, like basically the normal magnesium you buy at the store.
Well, that's magnesium sulfate. That's Epsom salt. That doesn't work very well.
No, this works much, much better on here with the magnesium topical that we have. So that's something you can look at on the Arthritis Kit as well. And on top of that, we also have, again, my favorite, hit this morning earlier, the Ultimate Morning Energy Kit with the Fit Food and the Purple Sticks.
I did it this morning, but I used the GHI?
The
GHI with it, yeah.
The GHI is a great product. It's just a lot of product, and the Fit Food tastes a lot better.
Fit Food does taste better.
I got the GHI to taste as good as I can. That's the best you're getting out of it.
I mean, I'm okay with it now.
It's okay.
Yeah, dump a little stevia with it if you want to. It makes it taste a lot better.
Monk fruit.
By the way, Carolyn Levitt tears in the media for missing Trump's art of the deal after stunning tariff U-turns. She basically said this. She's right about this, by the way. She goes, Catherine Levitt has said the media was responsible for tanking the global market.
Oh, they did.
And leaving tens of millions of everyday Americans fearing for their jobs, not Trump's tariffs. Press Secretary Carolyn Levitt said, standing alongside Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, blamed the media for missing the art of the deal by taking down how his unprecedented tariff plan would play out. You clearly failed to see what Donald Trump was trying to do here. You tried to say that the rest of the world would be closer to China. In fact, we've seen just the opposite effect.
Yep.
And but she's right. Remember, the media is owned by the Rothschild banking cartel that also owns Reuters and the AP Wire. And they pretty much dictate what's being said all the time.
Well, that's why I said last week, don't get panicky with the markets. I said, because a lot of this negotiation tools, look at how quick Europe all of a sudden said, oh, by the way, we can do zero tariff for zero tariff. Well, why we'll do that. And Trump goes, no, now you can buy $350 billion worth of energy from the zoo. So again, a lot of this stuff had to be done. It needed to be done. Don't fret about it. Don't get stressed about it. Keep your body healthy and strong. Keep your family, local areas. Focus on yourself and actually work on. These markets are going to do what markets do, because obviously we know.
And keep your hearts and minds in Jesus. Remember, like the song I read earlier, what a friend we have in Jesus. I mean, Keep your hearts and minds in Christ. That way it takes the stress out of the whole thing.
Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, my friends. Stay strong, stay healthy. We'll talk to you on this show tomorrow as always.
Love you guys.